In a world where most companies view SEO as a tactical checklist of technical tweaks and keyword optimization, Eli Schwartz's approach stands in stark contrast. His book, Product-Led SEO, has become a cult favorite among digital marketing leaders at companies like Shopify, HubSpot, and Airbnb, who cite it as the reason they've abandoned traditional SEO tactics in favor of a more strategic approach. When Rand Fishkin, founder of Moz and SparkTaro, called it the most important SEO book of the decade, industry insiders took notice. What makes this perspective so revolutionary? Imagine walking into your first day at a prestigious tech company, making a routine SEO request, and being flatly told, "Marketing doesn't get to tell engineering what to do." This moment of clarity sparked Schwartz's journey toward a completely different way of thinking about search visibility, one that puts users first and algorithms second. The days of SEO as a dark art are long gone. Early search engines functioned essentially as online yellow pages, with rankings easily manipulated through keyword stuffing and link schemes. Unscrupulous websites competed against legitimate vendors through questionable optimization tactics, giving SEO a negative reputation. But this characterization hasn't been accurate for over a decade. Today's search landscape is dominated by Google, which has deployed vast artificial intelligence resources to neutralize illegitimate tactics. Modern search engines use sophisticated technologies like optical character recognition, video transcription, and two decades of user behavior data to deliver quality results. The notion that Google and SEO practitioners are adversaries may have been somewhat true years ago, but not anymore. Google actually relies on SEO experts to implement the best practices it needs to maintain the best search experience. Successful SEO professionals must understand what search engines seek in websites, then translate that knowledge into recommendations for product managers and engineers creating web interfaces. Without good SEO practitioners serving as conduits, Google would struggle much more to index a web that doesn't align with its crawling methods. The collective value of all organic traffic worldwide exceeds $1 trillion, an opportunity that cannot be neglected. For many websites and products, organic search represents one of the only consistent sources of free traffic, short of building a massive brand that drives direct visits. Brand building is prohibitively expensive and may never become profitable, while organic search efforts cost significantly less than other acquisition channels. Early in search history, it was relatively easy to game results with creative strategies or budgets, but artificial intelligence and improved algorithms have eliminated these tactics. Search engines continuously improve toward ranking content as humans would, closing the loopholes that were features of software-driven ranking systems. As long as people use search engines to find information, SEO will remain necessary, but the specific practices that constitute SEO will continue to evolve. Google search ranking isn't driven by a single algorithm, but by a complex collection of algorithms that work together to deliver results. Discovery identifies new URLs from sources like links, sitemaps, Chrome, and Google Analytics, adding them to the crawl queue. Crawling determines which discovered URLs merit Google's resources, based on factors like link quantity and domain authority. Indexing categorizes web pages, determining whether content should be included in Google's index by evaluating uniqueness, quality, and potential harm. The ranking algorithm uses information from the first three algorithms to determine page positions and search results. Being crawled doesn't guarantee indexing, and being indexed doesn't guarantee ranking. Google uses five primary ranking factors: query intent matching, page relevance, content quality, assessed by AI for user satisfaction, page usability, including mobile friendliness and load speed, and context/settings, incorporating location and time signals to personalize results. Many SEO experts recognize Google's natural language processing tool, BERT, as a fifth key algorithm that deeply interprets user queries. Rather than directly impacting website rankings, it rewrites queries to match what Google believes users truly want. This moves Google beyond simply matching web pages to search terms toward understanding genuine user intent, as demonstrated when Google parses voice searches in real time. Successful SEO requires addressing all Google algorithm factors rather than focusing on isolated elements like backlinks or keyword stuffing. Content must be discoverable, crawlable, and indexable while providing excellent user experience. The most effective approach combines technical SEO, on-page optimization, and user experience enhancement. No single factor alone can deliver optimal results. When rumors of Google algorithm updates circulate, panic spreads through communities dependent on Google search traffic. This anxiety stems from misunderstanding what Google algorithm updates actually are and how they function. Google wants to ensure a pleasurable user experience for searchers. Nothing more, nothing less. The algorithm isn't a mystical wizard designed to arbitrarily reward or punish sites. Instead of chasing algorithms, websites should focus on user experience. If your site serves users well, it will be immunized against updates designed to protect the search experience. A couple of years ago, Schwartz worked with Drops, the 2018 Google Play App of the Year. The company wanted to build the easiest website for learning new languages through a purely visual experience focused on vocabulary rather than grammar. Despite facing competition from Google's Translate product and dozens of established dictionary sites, Drops employed a product-led SEO strategy that ignored conventional keyword research and backlink building. Instead of targeting specific keywords, they focused on creating an exceptional user experience through product specs, taxonomy, cross-linking guidelines, and page design. The results were remarkable. From just 25 non-branded organic clicks per day before launch to exponential growth that generated nearly 30 million monthly impressions on Google just over a year later. Product-led growth in Silicon Valley upends traditional marketing by creating products so good that users become marketing agents themselves. Companies like Slack, Dropbox, and Zoom succeeded by building viral loops where customers drive acquisition, growing exponentially without substantial marketing spend. This approach allows companies to gather user data before deploying targeted paid marketing strategies. The same growth approach can be applied to SEO efforts. Traditional SEO often begins with a keyword list developed by marketing teams or founders, which becomes the foundation for content creation. This checklist rarely changes regardless of performance metrics, with content continually produced based on the original keyword research. Keyword research is imperfect, especially when demand for a product is low or non-existent. This paradigm leaves no room for user feedback loops, making content creation manual and inefficient. Rather than using SEO to market the product itself should drive SEO. Many of the internet's most successful websites have achieved organic dominance through this product-led approach, where the offering to users, whether service, subscription, content, or physical widget, becomes the SEO driver. Imagine you're the CMO of a telehealth startup connecting consumers with doctors virtually. With product-market fit established, you're relying on word-of-mouth and expensive paid marketing for customer acquisition. Both strategies have limitations. Word-of-mouth isn't sustainable, and paid marketing costs inevitably rise as competition increases. Seeking a more sustainable acquisition channel, you turn to SEO. Traditional agencies propose audits, competitive research, and content plans mapped to high-value keywords. But these proposals may not lead to actual growth. Audits will confirm what you already know, and content plans require enormous budgets for professionally vetted medical content without guaranteeing results or competitive defense. The conventional SEO approach offers three underwhelming options. First, keyword optimization faces challenges in the health category, where top terms are dominated by governments and hospitals, while longer tail terms have less competition but fewer searches. Second, a local strategy would mean competing with doctors in every town and city, fighting a war on 400 fronts with either incomplete coverage or low-quality content. Third, focusing on conditions and illnesses means competing with national governments, hospitals, and medical information sites with high-quality requirements and prohibitive content costs. Rather than using SEO as a marketing channel for telehealth, make the product itself the SEO channel. The goal isn't traffic for traffic's sake, but generating engaged users who become paying customers. Building a product-led SEO strategy requires treating it like any product development. Creating a roadmap, managing inputs and collaborators, and incorporating user feedback to achieve product market fit. The first step is understanding users through conversations, surveys, or customer support interactions. For our hypothetical telehealth business, we discover several key insights. Many choose telehealth for transparent upfront costs. Skin rashes are a common reason for visits. People often use telehealth when embarrassed to see their regular doctor. And many seek telehealth simply for reassurance, without intending to visit a physical office. Using these insights, we could develop a product targeting users with similar characteristics but at different stages in the buyer's journey. Instead of creating content to convince users to seek telehealth, we could build a comprehensive library of embarrassing conditions that reassures people they'll be okay. This would win clicks because it would be the only complete resource covering every condition, not just high-volume search terms. Alternatively, since cost is another major factor for users, we could create a resource combining medical and care costs into a holistic database. This would be the first comprehensive data set showing total cost of care, including transportation, follow-ups, pharmacy costs, and waiting time. Built with structured data, it could scale without manual page creation. Rather than relying on keywords and content, major internet corporations have achieved exponential growth through product-led SEO approaches that emphasize scaled engineering over traditional marketing. Amazon, TripAdvisor, Zillow, and Wikipedia exemplify this strategy, having developed their products before keyword research for their categories even existed. Amazon focused on building architecture to support a well-indexed site before SEO was established. By scaling a well-developed product that aligned with SEO principles rather than chasing popular adult keywords of the early internet, they tapped into the vast market of book searchers waiting for relevant pages. TripAdvisor didn't start with a blog of reviews targeting high-volume hotel searches. Instead, they built scalable architecture to host reviews for every property worldwide. Though it took years to outrank individual travel blogs, their reward is now ranking in the top 5 results for every hotel globally. Rather than targeting popular keywords like home value or online realtor, Zillow created a page for every address in the United States. What seemed like overkill at the time, competing with Google Maps and MapQuest, has resulted in a massive organic search footprint for every address in the country, proving to be an incredibly profitable strategy. Wikipedia didn't set out to merely be an online dictionary covering only high-volume search terms. Instead, it set out to be an encyclopedia of everything, the definitive resource for the who, what, where, when, how, and why of anything. Though creating entries for everything might have seemed impossible at first, Wikipedia disregarded naysayers and built a product that could continuously scale into a repository of everything in every language. Like product-led growth, where user experiences drive product adoption, feedback from search engines drives future SEO iterations. When we know what resonates with both search engines and users, we can use that knowledge to influence our roadmap of improvements and adjacent products. Success breeds success. While Bill Gates famously declared content is king in 1996, his prediction about content producers harnessing the internet was only partially right. Some of the web's biggest companies simply aggregate others' content. Unfortunately, marketers have misunderstood Gates' thesis about high-quality content as a call to produce any content regardless of quality, flooding the internet with garbage that wastes readers' time. The marketing world has embraced content is king without distinction, creating content without any quality standards. The result is an internet awash with rambling audio, shaky video, and worst of all, poorly written long-form content created solely for SEO purposes. The belief is that content will somehow draw people in and trap them into converting. The belief is that content will somehow draw people in and trap them into converting. This problem exists across all verticals, from luxury hotel descriptions that read like keyword stuff nonsense to local business websites. Bad content is less prevalent on paid channels because marketers know spending money only to repel customers with useless content defeats the purpose. Content producers are given factory-like quotas, X amount of content with Y words using Z keywords. This prescription-type content isn't king, it's an indentured servant expected to work magic it simply can't perform. Had great media stories of the past been created this way, would anyone have consumed them? Using low-quality content as a teaser is like showing cheap knockoffs in a high-end store to entice customers deeper inside. Content should be considered with the same seriousness as deploying a highly paid salesperson. No business would let a slurring drunk represent them, so why let poor quality content be your first impression? Good content targets a specific audience, just like effective salespeople. If there's no added value for users, the content is useless. Smart readers see through sentences strung together just to get clicks. Content isn't king simply for existing, it's a business tool that should serve a purpose. Not every tool works for every scenario, and content isn't always required. Restaurants don't need long-form content about ingredients, doctors' offices don't need to replicate WebMD, and small businesses don't all need blogs. Resources wasted on bad content would be better spent in channels that actually reach customers. Deployed effectively, content can deliver thousands of percent ROI over years, but purposeless content will never provide returns. When I joined SurveyMonkey in 2012, there was little unbranded search traffic, but four generic keywords in the top position drove significant traffic: survey, surveys, online survey, and online surveys. In late 2013, I noticed UK rankings for surveys and online surveys had dropped from position 1 to 9, with survey-taking websites now ranking higher. After thorough research, I concluded Google had determined user searching plural versions intended to find places to take surveys rather than create them. This change eventually spread globally, confirming my prediction. SEO resembles construction. While robots might eventually handle repetitive tasks like hammering nails, they'll never replace architects who translate human desires into designs. Similarly, SEO tools can help execute tasks, but human intelligence remains essential for understanding intent and creating resonance strategies. Tools are merely devices to complete projects, not complete solutions. Though AI may eventually generate perfect keyword ideas or write content, the human element provides the creative edge and emotional resonance necessary to engage real users. Despite occasional funding announcements for automatic SEO tools, the irony is that Google already uses AI to understand and rank content. The way to succeed isn't by fighting AI with AI, but by incorporating human insight. Strategic SEO involves website architecture, content creation, understanding user personas, optimizing for growth, and building products that resonate with users. The most successful sites like Wikipedia, Yelp, and Google News wouldn't have achieved their dominance through machine-built strategies. Human-driven campaigns will always outperform software-only approaches, because software can't innovate the next big thing or accurately diagnose complex SEO problems. Many confuse having SEO tools with conducting proper SEO audits. SEO tools track metrics like health trackers monitor vitals, but neither replaces professional evaluation. While Fitbits track activity and heart rate, they can't detect arterial blockages. Similarly, SEO tools report activity metrics but won't catch impending SEO heart attacks like creeping URL changes or misconfigured canonical links. An SEO audit isn't a $100 checklist, but a comprehensive examination by an experienced practitioner. The more experienced the auditor, the better they can identify issues and determine which type of audit to pursue: general SEO, competitive, technical, or backlink. When conducting or commissioning an audit, focus on identifying issues that genuinely impact visibility rather than relying on quick tool checkups. Prioritize fixes based on impact, not just SEO scores. The most valuable takeaway from any audit is the so what, the actionable insights that drive meaningful improvements, not just descriptions of current architecture. The best-selling book Blue Ocean Strategy provides a useful framework for thinking about SEO approaches. Companies can compete in known markets with defined boundaries or create entirely new market spaces. In red ocean markets with defined boundaries, companies must outperform competitors by differentiating on value, offerings, price, and experience. As these markets become more crowded, competition intensifies and profits decline for all participants. In contrast, blue oceans are wide open spaces where industries don't yet exist. First movers create demand, enjoy substantial profit potential, and face no competition. Red ocean SEO is the common approach, where strategies begin with keyword research using popular tools available to anyone. This creates a race to the top, but actually to the bottom, where content becomes focused on pleasing Google rather than users. Blue ocean SEO starts with user hypotheses and potential demand rather than keyword research. Content is created entirely for users, either manually targeting keywords or built directly into the product as product-led SEO. Early internet successes like Amazon, TripAdvisor, Yelp, WebMD, and Zillow built demand for their offerings without keyword validation. These first movers gained significant advantages through their history, brand, and scale, creating virtuous cycles of demand through their products rather than keyword-targeted content. The internet offers infinite possibilities for creating new blue ocean SEO opportunities in every category. Recent examples include Zapier and Giphy, whose success wasn't driven by keyword-targeted content, but by creating products that generated their own search demand. Before Zapier created pages for integrations between disparate tools, no search demand existed for such content. Successful blue ocean SEO begins with customer interviews and whiteboards, not spreadsheets of search volumes. The absence of search volume for a category should be exciting rather than discouraging, as it represents an opportunity to create new demand. Identifying your blue ocean requires examining what makes your business unique and why customers choose you. Talk to customers, use Quora and Reddit, run surveys, and incorporate audience feedback to unearth ideas and create content only you can provide. SEO growth follows the same principle as financial investing. Compounding returns over time create exponential value. Just as a $10,000 investment compounding at 10% annually becomes $174,000 after 30 years, SEO efforts accumulate value through steady growth. Unlike marketing campaigns seeking dramatic short-term results, SEO builds sustainable traffic that continues to increase as sites accumulate positive signals, natural links, good user experiences, and broader indexing. While viral marketing campaigns like Old Spice videos or Airbnb's Craigslist cross-posting get attention, millions of flashy campaigns fail. Real growth comes from consistently connecting with customers and demonstrating how products improve lives. Marketing leaders often chase 100% growth through magic bullets while neglecting steady improvements that would deliver 10-20% growth. The unsexy, consistent work ultimately yields greater long-term results. SEO demonstrates compounding effects better than any marketing channel. Website traffic typically continues increasing year after year unless disrupted by major events like site updates or Google penalties. Even sites with minimal changes in evergreen content spaces continue gaining traffic as they accumulate positive signals that enhance search visibility and expand indexing depth and breadth. While SEO takes time to build momentum and initially grows slowly compared to paid marketing's immediate returns, ignoring it prevents the compounding process from beginning. The best hope for businesses neglecting SEO is that their competitors do the same, as catching up to early adopters typically requires luck rather than strategy. When ready to invest in SEO, develop a comprehensive strategy by asking critical questions. Does your business have unique capabilities for building this SEO offering? Will your approach be difficult to copy? Are you targeting queries real humans actually use? Is there potential for infinite search growth without continuous content reinvestment? Can you justify the investment based on downstream revenue? If these questions yield affirmative answers, your SEO strategy merits consideration, provided you don't neglect tactical implementation. Product-led SEO requires a multidisciplinary team working in harmony. An ideal team structure includes an executive, content manager, project manager, lead growth engineer, data scientist, and SEO product manager, each empowered in their functional area. SEO impacts every aspect of an organization's sales funnel and requires collaboration across departments. SEO teams should ideally sit within product organizations rather than marketing. While marketing approaches efforts linearly, with SEO either at the beginning or end, product managers remain involved from ideation through post-implementation. Even if organizational structure can't change, approaching SEO with a product mindset positions SEO leaders as hubs connecting multiple functional spokes, each contributing unique expertise to the SEO product. The product manager for SEO may be the most crucial role in a product-led SEO effort. This person champions the product, fights for resources, maintains executive attention, and drives deadlines. When hiring, prioritize candidates who can drive progress over those who merely check SEO boxes, and seek cross-functional knowledge and willingness to learn. Creating a product-led SEO approach requires assembling a complete product team, design for layout and structure, user experience specialists, content creators, data scientists for analytics, and engineers to build the product. Design is often neglected in SEO products, but should be involved from the beginning. User experience teams should be brought in early, not as an afterthought. Support teams are invaluable resources for understanding customer pain points. Content must be logical and useful, as it's a key part of how users engage with your product. Data science teams provide complex modeling beyond standard analytics, helping prove hypotheses about user behavior and uncovering unique data points that enrich your SEO product. Engineering is where you can't afford to cut corners. Someone has to build the product. While engineers focus on bug-free code, your goal is maximum visibility SEO. Learn as much about development as possible to make effective requests and earn engineers' respect. Beyond technical knowledge, diplomatic skills are crucial when working with engineering teams. An executive is the hardest team member to secure, but most effective at accelerating progress through creating buy-in and delivering resources. Whether investing in SEO externally or internally, you'll need organizational buy-in. Your message should consistently emphasize SEO's significant upside potential. Always pitch using the same KPIs as the rest of the business. Don't claim SEO can't be measured like other channels. Use existing SEO performance data when available. And for forecasting, find tangential product proxies rather than relying on keyword volume. Be transparent about both the long-term payback period and the delayed initial results, and ensure you request all necessary resources up front. Change is the only constant in SEO. User behaviors will evolve, and technical SEO efforts quickly become irrelevant without updates. With solid strategy, we can remain flexible on tactics, adjusting technicals to stay aligned regardless of where user demands and search technology take us. This perspective makes change positive, allowing us to outpace less thoughtful competitors. SEO remains the last bastion where small businesses can compete with deep-pocketed major brands, driving lasting business success. Good data is essential for learning and testing assumptions. Ensure you have access to the right data set. Set up Google and Bing search consoles immediately, as they should be your sole sources of reporting on traffic and visibility. After establishing your search traffic baseline, measure how you benefit from this traffic. SEO should be a channel in your overall business KPI reporting, though this can be challenging due to its higher funnel nature. SEO is never a one-and-done process. When you see success, that's precisely when to dig deeper. Your product strategy and tactics are uniquely yours. Use this momentum to make bigger investments. By now, you know more about your search users and product market fit than anyone. Use this knowledge to improve your product and scale to more users. Add features and content based on customer requests. Check Google Search Console for unaddressed queries. Test new layouts for improved conversion. The beauty of SEO is its organic nature. Users are human and often unpredictable. More than 1 in 7 Google searches is brand new. Meanwhile, search algorithms use AI and machine learning to predict the best results based on human needs, with specifics determined only at query time. Your best SEO tool will always be your own mind. Success comes from internalizing SEO knowledge and applying uniquely human capabilities: customer empathy, creativity, and intellect. SEO is ultimately a task by humans for humans. When small businesses compete directly with big brands online, large, well-capitalized businesses dominate paid marketing channels. SEO becomes the savior, as millions of search queries have no recognizable brand in the results. With creative blue ocean SEO and a product-led approach, you can find that utopian green space where you're on a level playing field with the biggest players. Creating a product specifically for search users eliminates competition. When you use the right inputs, user data, you generate traffic naturally. Users inevitably click when you've created something just for them.